This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
It's going to take billions and an army of workers to roll out President Obama's health care overhaul. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports on the companies making money off that rollout.
The federal government is relying on a cavalcade of contractors to turn the 900-plus page health care reform law into reality. Companies like Maximus, headquartered in Reston, Virginia, where I sit down with Bruce Caswell, who heads the company's health services division. Caswell is looking chipper, despite the fact that he's been working weekends.
Nearly everyone. Probably for about 6 months now.
Maximus is hiring nearly 4,000 customer service representatives to staff 8 call centers, like this one in Maryland.
Thank you for calling Maryland Health Connection.
Call center workers will answer questions about the new online exchanges that will sell health insurance. But Maximus is getting other business from the healthcare overhaul.
When the Affordable Care Act first passed, we took the opportunity to look at what new opportunities were created for the company.
Maximus is training workers to help with the Medicaid expansion under healthcare reform, and it's doing some IT work. Altogether, Caswell says, government healthcare contracts will contribute more than $200 million to his company's bottom line over the next fiscal year. But the government isn't the only one spending money, according to Dan Mendelson, head of Avalere Health.
The spending by private industry and by hospitals will ultimately dwarf what the federal government is spending on administrative costs.
Mendelson says healthcare reform requires hospitals to computerize patient records and hire extra staff to comply with mandates for improved care. Len Nichols is a health economist at George Mason University. He says private companies are spending so much money so quickly to implement healthcare reform, it's hard to keep track of.
I don't know that anybody's got a price tag on it, but I can assure you it's a large number. I'm sure it's billions.
Nichols says that includes advertising by insurance companies marketing the policies they'll be offering on the exchanges. We'll start seeing those ads after Labor Day. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.